Hello.
Hi, Mr. President.
I thought you were taking off today.
Well, I am at home right now.
Great. I just wanted to tell you, I just finished with Henry and John, and I'm just delighted that the fence thing worked out. I think it's fine. The only concern I have apparently you've answered, and as far as the numbers concerned, I'm not. That doesn't bother me. What I just want to be sure Laird is on board so that he doesn't go around our backs to the right wingers and Arthur and others, you know, and screw it. So as I understand, he now is defending, will defend the budget. Is that correct?
That's what I've been told. Henry is the one who dealt with it.
Right. Well, then the deal is made, and we'll stick by it. And that's that. What number did you finally get to? I didn't ask him number. I just said, is it on track? And Henry said, well, Laird's on. Laird will defend it. So that's that.
Well, we have an outlay, a obligational authority of over $82
billion. Yeah.
And defense is doing as we are, namely writing all of our material in terms of that
good
number.
Good.
The program content number that's a reference to the one we talked about is about $78.6 billion.
Yeah.
And that is really larger because of the pay increase.
Then you put it down at 7, and it comes in at 76.8 then.
Comes in at 76.5.
76.5.
And that, among the reasons why it's easy for them to do that is they have agreed to really pour on the coal now in spending for the rest of fiscal 72. And we'll probably bring in that at 75.8, we'll show that.
Right.
So that is going to mean a monthly rate of expenditure of about $1 billion more than anything they've done so far
in
this fiscal year.
Good.
Which ought to help us in the economy.
Well, I'll get Laird one of these days and tell him, now look, Mal, let's fight for this. And that's the main thing. And we'll be all right. Oh, the only other one that I had a question about, John raised the water bill with me.
Yes.
He said that as far as you were concerned, that it had grave budgetary implications, but that you would understand in the event we felt I had to sign the damn thing.
Well, it's not an immediate thing. It's just that
it's a horrible thing for the future.
The budget level that we get committed to, you get up to $12, $15, $20 billion.
Awful.
Got to say, where is it?
What can we do in terms of appropriations in the future? Would we?
That's right. The Congress has to face up to that.
Yeah.
At some point.
It's one of those things, I suppose, George, where we face a almost certain override. That's
Yes. Oh, I.
Don't you think we have to do it?
I'm sure that you have to do it.
Well, I want you to know that I'm not keen on the water thing to begin with, and second, I recognize the budgetary implications, but I think politically, I just don't think we can borrow this trouble with the damn thing. You know, I just feel that's what we'll have to do, unless you feel that, if you feel strongly, I'll veto it, but I just don't think I want to have a veto fight about this.
No, I don't.
Also, it builds Muskie up too much.
Sure.
And I don't think we ought to do it. So is that all right with you?
Well, it's all right with me.
I think
at some point
we got to do something, huh?
We have to start talking sense about the environment. And
are you
less interested in cleaning up the air and everything. But
I know, but George, you're absolutely right. With everybody's nuts on this subject, and but I think we're going to have to start talking sense at a time we can do something about it.
That's true.
Now, on the other things, I'll just leave it. You can tell John I've told him tentatively I'd talk to you about it, that go ahead on the, I'll sign the damn bill. But let's find ways to screw it up any way we can on the appropriation side, okay?
Okay.
No other items that are outstanding, are there?
I think, we've got all kinds of things we're wrestling with on the budget, but basically I think maybe that we'll have one or two things we'll have to come back to you on.
Sure.
But I think we're basically set.
How's the, I guess we, you feel as far as Arthur and money supply, we've got that about as far as we can turn it right now, have we? I mean, as far as my influence on him, that's what I'm really asking.
Yeah. Well, you know, he said that they voted to increase it.
I know. And he said, his words? He says,
he said, and I'm on the line on that.
I'm on the line.
He said it increased, and that's what he said. I put that in my little note.
All right.
The,
well, you watch it and then remind me if I have to talk to him again, and I'll do it.
Well, I'm sure...
Next time, I'll just bring him in. What?
I'm sure we'll have to keep after him, huh?
Yeah.
But I think that you hit it just about right the other day. He was leaving for the Virgin Islands. Wasn't going to do any good anyway
Right.
Because he wasn't going back into his board at all.
Right.
I think it was good to have that discussion about the procedures for appointments so that
he
sees that he doesn't have complete control.
Well, he's just got to realize that it's like it is with Berger. It's virtually the same. It's virtually the same deal.
Sure.
And it's the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let him name these people.
Well, it's been quite a year, Mr. President.
Yeah. Poor Henry, of course, is so worried about India, Pakistan. I said, Henry, we did the best we could. We saved 40% of the damn country when it all could well have been lost.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the people of this country are concerned, they're just glad we stayed out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's true?
About it.
They didn't want us to get involved in the darn thing.
The startling thing to me there was that people didn't start saying, with the way Kennedy was talking, that this is the way Kennedy did before. And if that's the way he looks at these things, if he were ever president, he'd have us in a war in a matter of a year or two, for sure.
Yeah, you mean the way which Kennedy? Teddy?
Teddy was talking about... It was almost as though if it were his deal,
yeah,
he would have had us over there right in the midst of that thing in
sure.
some fashion or another.
On India's side, which would have really finished it off. If you could, and Henry's very emotional about this sort of thing, you might, in your Christmas calls tomorrow, give him a call and say, look, we're all back of you, Henry, and don't be worried about the sniping, because you know how it is. He takes everything personally. He reads these damn columns saying that this is a slap at Kissinger, blah, 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 blah. Well, he doesn't realize that the country doesn't look at it that way. I don't think they do, do you?
I don't think so.
I don't think everybody's as steamed up about it as Joe Kraft and Marcus Giles.
Mm. Well, I think that the substance of it, at least from what I've heard Henry talk about, the substance of it worries him, particularly back to the Middle East. And
sure. Yeah, but on the other hand,
that's what worries.
We did the best we could, and the Wall Street Journal editorial, did you see that one, by any chance?
I did see that, yeah.
Well, that really is the best rationale for our policy that I've seen. Henry hadn't seen it. I told him to get a copy of it. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Mr.
And you going to play tennis tomorrow?
Well, if it were warm enough, I'd get a hold of Flanagan and get over there. And
I've been out
to play. Well, I brought two of my two oldest daughters over to the White House yesterday and got them in to watch you sign the cancer bill, and they they enjoyed it.
That was a nice ceremony.
It was nice.
People are quite moved by that, you know. Who knows, maybe. Oh, one other thing. I told John to have put on in the White House Theater Monday night the Brian song. I don't know whether you saw it. You probably didn't. But it's an ABC hour-and-a-half movie on Brian Piccolo and Gail Sayer. It's the best thing in race relations that's been done in my memory. And it's a beautiful movie. So be sure to have you, your kids, anybody that are around, go Monday night to the theater to see it. Will you do that?
I'll do that.
It's really a wonderful movie. Okay.
Good.
Bye.
Bye.